Welcome to my new podcast. So in this specific podcast, I'm going to talk about a very serious issue. This is something which some of you might have gone through, some of you might have not. Maybe you will feel it or experience it sometime during your teenage or maybe post that. Well, you know, this can happen to anyone and any point of life there. So the topic, I'm just going to reveal it. Ever been ghosted? I hope most of you, maybe it's a new word or maybe it's a relatively new term in your dictionary which you might have come across. But fucking yeah, the whole word just means ghosting. It's pretty scary to hear this as well. You might as well understand that if something like this exists, there has to be some kind of complications would be attached to it as well. So I'll make you explain each and everything about it, which I have faced. So ghosting, the words predominantly come from a very old origin. And it says, you know, when somebody disappears from your life altogether and without even giving any valid explanation and just blocks you off, goes away, no answer, no nothing, you don't know what's going on with the other person's head. So I'll give an example. So happened to me. Maybe I was a ghoster too at one time. I never realized it though, that something which I was doing then, but now I think I'm not. But maybe in this current digital age where things are pretty fast, come with all these messengers, WhatsApp messages, Facebook Messenger, Instagram, all of these handles, portals, you get to communicate with someone and woo, you meet someone, you start talking, but the next day when you look at your phone, you see that the other person is nowhere to be seen. He's blocked you everywhere, and he or she, you know, most of the cases. You never even realize that something maybe has gone wrong, and you're like, look at your reactions. What did I do? Clueless. No answers to anything. You have no clue what is going on. So this is what ghosting is called. Some people might do it for fun. Some people do it unintentionally. Some people do it deliberately. And some people are also doing it on constant basis. That is, they're doing like serial ghosting, ghosting everyone. So in my experience, I met a girl at my workplace about 3 years ago. So tend to be good friends, looked around, we didn't started doing a good chit chat session although, but later down the line, after a spam of spending 1 to 2 years, tend to connect, become good friends. I guess we became, but I never know what was on her mind at that point of time, but maybe she was hovering around with other people, have another group and everything, but another day, she just left. So, stopped talking to people, moved on with their lives, and became friendly with me. At that point of time, I couldn't realize that, you know, that something could be, because I met these other friends of hers, and they were like giving me awkward reactions during the course of the year, and kept on saying, we don't know what's wrong with her, and something is there, and they couldn't really explain me what happened or what went wrong, but something or the other was there. Now, I was pretty good with this woman, and we did have mutual issues, mutual fights, and some of the time we had long related sessions, but then the girl was a good character overall, strong professional, but then I guess Steve, she went off into new things and possibly started ghosting me. So by that, what I mean is, I was like, there were new people who came in and walked in with us, and we were like together along working. And that's why I always suggest, people that don't get into any kind of a attachment or a relationship or even a good friendship with anyone at your workplace, because you never know what the other person could turn out to be at the very next moment. But in this case, specifically, this girl knew that I think I have got some kind of an attachment towards her, and maybe she wanted me to keep me away from all of those things, and showed me and told me many number of times that stuff is there and everything, but couldn't even give me a validated reason that it should be ghosted, it should not be ghosted. But I think I came across and asked her, like, we got into some kind of a fight and everything, and I tried to understand what exactly, but then no answers whatsoever. This woman maybe was trying to create something else, and so started ghosting me off. Like, she put me off her full list, she put me off her block messages, she blocked my messages, even like we're together, working together at multiple places, avoiding contact. And so, I got the thing that there may be something which, well, maybe she's not interested in talking or something. Her mood has changed and everything. And even I was willing to do the similar things. So, didn't hamper me much that point of time. But later on, weeks passed, months passed, I could never get rid of this feeling that what exactly went wrong, and why would somebody do that to me without knowingly or unknowingly? Like, a simple answer to this, all of this would have been, come up and tell me, let's stop talking and stop texting me, I don't want to talk, something. But no, in this case, this woman like ghosted me and stopped talking altogether, blocked me everywhere, maybe. And ooh, here was I. Next 2 months, I was like in a mode where I was just thinking, thinking, having nightmares, couldn't sleep well at the night. Most of the days, I've been thinking and like trying to understand what happened, what was that wrong which I did, and what could be that something which I might have done wrong, keeping me totally into a clueless thinking mode. And so, guys, this is eventually happened to me. So that's the reason I'm doing this podcast today. This today is ghosting is a term which is, which say people say it's like killing someone as well. It's somehow nearer to killing someone. Like, you somehow gain trust over a person, and the other person start trusting you, and the other day you like disappear from his life altogether. It's like the person no more exists in your life. So this is the feeling which you actually come across. It's a painful phase which you have to go through trying to relate the situation. You have to, if the other person is still annoyed with you and if still doesn't do come back and tell you, you won't be able to make out any out anything out of it. But got to understand this thing. So ever in your life, if any one of my listeners have ever came across something like this, you have met a person who is a serial ghoster or a person who is doing stuff. So, it's, and actually, things, it's 2018 which we are in, so things are pretty fast. Communication has increased so much, social media tools, the way to reconnect and connect with people are so much that someone cannot hide itself totally from you. Like, you will still look up at the other profiles and everything, you'll somehow succeed. So, something or the other,